With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A Western Montana pain doctor who was convicted of prescribing drugs to two patients who died of overdoses has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Chris Christensen of Florence was sentenced today to 20 years in prison. The 69-year-old also was convicted of endangering 9 other patients who survived overdoses and 11 counts of drug distribution. A district judge stayed Christensen's sentence, and he was released on a previously posted $200,000 bond, pending appeal. The Hardin School District canceled classes today while law enforcement officers searched for a teen who reportedly threatened a fellow student with a gun to steal his lunch money last week. Another student found the gun and brought it to a teacher last Friday. That teacher is charged with failing to immediately turn it over to school officials. A Lewis and Clark County Sheriff's deputy responding to a request for a welfare check on a suicidal man ended with the deputy shooting and killing the man. Sheriff Leo Dutton says 911 received a call late Thursday night from a woman who said her boyfriend had self-inflicted injuries. The man had a pistol when several crisis intervention trained deputies responded.
You did a lot of work to accomplish the task of just getting the gentleman to the emergency room. He had not committed a crime, and they were just trying to get him help, but they couldn't help him while he was doing things to himself or the deputies.
Dutton says the deputies tried to negotiate with the man for more than an hour, but were unable to get him to put down the gun. The sheriff says the man's actions led the deputy to shoot him to protect himself and others. The deputy is on administrative leave, and Dutton has asked Montana's Division of Criminal Investigation to investigate. The names of the victim and the deputy involved have not been released. A Montana man died after his snowmobile struck a tree north of Lincoln. Lewis and Clark County officials say the victim of today's crash was a man in his 40s from Great Falls. His name has not been released. The Flathead National Forest and Glacier National Park are updating the Comprehensive River Management Plan for the Three Forks of the Flathead River. The plan will describe the current status of the river, outline goals and desired conditions, determine user capacities, and create a monitoring strategy and plan. Congress designated more than 200 miles of the Flathead River as wild and scenic in 1978. The updated Comprehensive River Management Plan is scheduled for completion in 2020. The existing plan was released in 1980. The first public meeting about the plan's update will be held March 6th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Cedar Creek Lodge in Columbia Falls. Additional meetings will follow. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. The former University of Montana women's soccer coach says he's, quote, devastated with the way university officials portrayed the reason for his departure earlier this week. Mark Plekoris told the Missoulian the university violated his privacy rights by saying his contract wasn't renewed because he was using his university-issued cell phone to text escort services while on recruiting trips in Las Vegas. He said he texted women in response to personal ads to have companionship at dinner while on recruiting trips. He told the newspaper he went home with some of the women and that it's his business how he spends his personal time on recruiting trips. He acknowledged he shouldn't have used his work cell phone. Athletic director Kent Haslam said yesterday that players had complained about, quote, troubling things about their coach, including excessive texting. Haslam said the investigation led to the Las Vegas texts. The Hardin School District canceled classes today while law enforcement officers searched for a teen who reportedly threatened a fellow student with a gun to steal his lunch money. School officials learned of the attempted theft on January 26th. They said they questioned the student and removed him from school, but did not find a gun. Court records say another student found the gun later that day and gave it to teacher Nora Block. Block did not immediately turn the gun over to school officials and is charged with evidence tampering and obstructing justice. The school district's Facebook page says school officials canceled classes today due to new information. A music teacher in western Montana has been charged with felony sexual assault after prosecutors say he inappropriately touched a female student on a near-daily basis. The Missoulian reports the charge filed on Monday against Frenchtown teacher Troy Basher follows a misdemeanor sexual assault charge from October involving another student. Basher has pleaded not guilty to the misdemeanor in November. The first student claimed Basher sexually harassed and groped her on several occasions in 2016. Prosecutors say the new charge stems from inappropriate contact that spanned from the summer of 2014 to early 2017. The girl reported contact that escalated from hugging to groping. The Frenchtown School District placed Basher on paid leave following the initial charge. Yellowstone National Park has begun offering digital annual and 7-day visitor passes. Interested visitors can now purchase the passes online through yourpassnow.com at no additional charge. The passes will be emailed to customers and can be stored in an electronic device or printed. Annual passes are $60, and the 7-day private vehicle pass is $30. I'm Maxine Spire with Montana Public Radio.